A recent study shows 1 billion, that's billion with a B, young people could be at risk of hearing loss. Dr. Natalie McKee owns Bloomington Normal Audiology. In this edition of WGLT's Sound Health, McKee tells WGLT's Eric Stock a main culprit is a device you might be using right now to listen to this story. Wireless earbuds.
We're seeing them more often. They're easy to recharge. They don't get tangled up like the days of the old Walkman and things where we had to be maybe a little more careful with those types of cords and wires.
But people lose them a lot, though. That probably isn't helping. They just go out and buy new ones, right?
Well, and they are affordable, which is another reason that we are seeing more and more people with them, not just the Apple-branded AirPods, but there are many other companies. I had somebody tell me the other day they got Bluetooth rechargeable headphones from Amazon for $20. And they hold a charge for 4 or 5 hours at a time. So it enables people to have sound with them pretty much anytime they want.
This study focuses on young people, but are you seeing this across the spectrum of age groups, or is this a particularly acute among younger people, younger adults?
I would say it's still most prevalent in the younger adults and the younger population. The iteration of this that we saw in the baby boomer population is the concert going. So this is the new version of that. So the people that we're seeing in their 60s and 70s all went to the concerts with the walls of speakers and are dealing with all of that. And now we're seeing where everyone has their own personal concert with them all of the time.
So is it worse if you go to a concert where the decibels are extreme for a short period of time versus someone who is wearing headphones, maybe a little bit too loud, but all the time?
There are two key factors when it comes to whether you are piping this into your ears from headphones or you're standing in a venue, and it doesn't matter if you're using either one, but it comes down to time, how long you're there, and how loud it is. And so if this were a job-related question, OSHA would get involved, and they've set standards for everybody. So legally, an 8-hour workday, you shouldn't exceed 90 decibels. And then as the time increases or decreases and the volume increases or decreases, that dictates what your safety level is. So let's say you turn the volume up to 95 decibels. Well, now you've gone from 8 hours to 4 hours. 100 decibels is 2 hours. 105 decibels is an hour. 110 decibels, which is where we start getting into that concert going situation, depending on what kind of a concert you're at, if it's inside or outside and that sort of thing, you're left with 30 minutes. And most of the concerts we attend are longer than 30 minutes. So a single concert event can cause some sort of, and it may be cellular level damage, but it's still causing some damage. And some people will say, oh, my ears rang for a few hours after I left and it was no big deal. Well, that may be the case. It's not bothering you anymore, but you have done some sort of damage to your ear. And it's the same rules with the headphones, depending on how loud it is. If your hearing's muffled a little bit after you take your headphones out, you probably had them a little too loud and need to turn them down.
And can that damage be reversed at all?
No, it is permanent.
Is there anything on the horizon that might change that?
At this point in time, they are starting to work on pills and things that you can ingest that would help put cellular protectants in place, but to go in and repair your hearing is not something that's easily attained at this point in time, the way that we are built structurally.
As we continue on Sound Ideas with Dr. Natalie McKee, Doctor of Audiology at Bloomington Normal Audiology, as we review this study that shows a fairly alarming number of young adults at risk for long-term hearing loss, how often do parents know if their child has a hearing problem? Maybe their child is just generally unresponsive to things. Maybe they can't necessarily tell. But how cognizant of this do you think parents are?
I think it gets harder as the kids get older, just like any other thing that you're trying to keep an eye on. We do have laws in place that all babies that are born have to be tested either before they leave the hospital or if they're born at home to be tested within that first month if possible to catch things that come from birth, and then there's ongoing monitoring as they go into kindergarten and preschool, and then the school system and the elementary, they test them. But then as you get into those junior high years and things get less monitored, you have to rely on keeping an eye on them, checking their settings, and just asking them to make good decisions like we do with many other topics.
And what are the other health risks that are tied to hearing loss? How does it connect with other senses?
Yeah, so anytime a hearing loss becomes involved, ideally, if a child has hearing loss, you'd like to identify it as quickly as possible so that it has no effects on speech and language development. But the attention factor, if they have hearing loss, you know, people will say, well, they're not paying attention, or they need to turn other things up louder. Their parents or other family members will observe that. Those are kind of usually the short-term consequences when people start noticing it. But long-term, it can cause depression, performance issues at school. They'll feel isolated if they can't hear very well and maybe pull away from being more social. And that gets worse as the time goes on. We see it with adults as well.
That was Bloomington Normal Audiology owner Dr. Natalie McKee with WGLT's Eric Stock. McKee says remote work has also increased the risk of hearing loss for adults, as many wear headphones for virtual meetings. McKee recommends the 60-60 rule for safe listening. That is, not more than 60% of maximum volume for no more than 60 minutes. She says many mobile devices enable users to limit peak volume.
Support for WGLT health coverage comes from Carle Health, your trusted partner in all healthcare decisions. Information at carle.org.